This episode is brought to you by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/pod101 for your free audiobook download.
Japanese Pod 1 Japanese... あれ?おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi-sensei, so you got your free book from audiblepodcast.com/pod101, but I still haven't made up my mind.
何?
I still haven't chosen yet.
なんで?
Because on the site, you can listen to the books. So they give you a little sample. So you hit play, and it starts reading the book.
So you keep doing it.
Yeah, they go pretty long, too. I'm trying to see what the longest one will go.
なるほどね。
And I only have one free book. Again, if you visit this URL, Audible, as in hearing, AUDIBLE, podcast.com/pod101, pod101, you get, and sign up, you get one free audiobook. So you only get one, so I'm trying to really make it count, because...
You're such a businessman.
I just want to make my choice count. And there are so many good books. Just
you can't just choose.
Yeah, it's like over 50,000 or something. So yeah, I'm probably going to be at it a while longer. But stop by audiblepodcast.com/pod101 and get your free book. All right, that is going to do for today.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com newbie series Lori's Story 3. Okay, my name is Eric and I am accompanied by Naomi-sensei, yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Okay, Naomi-sensei, what are we studying today?
今日は very simple self-introduction.
Wow, did you trademark that? Okay, today's conversation takes place at...
Narita Kuko, Narita International Airport.
Hey, we've been advertising Narita Kuko for quite a couple weeks now, huh?
That's
and
right.
They haven't paid us a single penny. I'm going to send my bill over there. Anyway, so what's happening?
A man is looking for Lori at the airport. I think he's there to pick up Lori.
Oh, yeah. A pickup story, huh? All right, let's take a listen.
Larry-san desu ka?
Iie, chigaimasu.
Waa, suimasen. Larry-san desu ka?
Larry. Hai. ロリーネイラーです。水木さんですか?
はい、留学センターの水木和夫です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ラリーさんですか?
いいえ、違います。
うわあ、すみません。ラリーさんですか?
ラリー。はい。ロリー・ネイラーです。水木さんですか?
はい。留学センターの水木和夫です。
今度は、英語が入ります。
ラリーさんですか?
Are you Larry?
いいえ、違います。
No?
わー、すいません。
Oh, I'm sorry.
ラリーさんですか?
Are you Larry?
ラリー。はい。ロリー・ネイラーです。
Larry? I'm Lori Naylor.
水木さんですか?
Are you Mr. Mizuki?
はい、留学センターの水木和夫です。
That's right. I'm Kazuo Mizuki from the Study Abroad office. It was that type of pick up, huh? Yeah, I thought the story was about to get really interesting, but
Sumimasen, sorry.
No, but hey, it was pretty exciting. Yeah, but did you notice how excited that guy got when he was like, all like, wah? Right? Did you see that? That's actually not like a random exclamation. I think that word is in the dictionary.
In the dictionary?
It really is.
Oh, really?
I actually looked it up.
Okay.
You know why? Because everybody says it. I think all or most exclamations in Japanese are pretty much like codified. There's like a code for it. And they all say the same thing. So when you're surprised or you need to exclaim, whoa, or something like that, you say, wah, right?
So, desu ne, right. Wah. We don't pronounce u very clearly.
Right, right. It depends how surprised you are. So it's all on you. And what else came up in this conversation where it's not really a word?
Ano.
Ano means?
Well, thinking sound.
Right, kind of like a thinking sound, like or ah. Well, I think that's just my way of saying it. I think nobody says that. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of like It's kind of like you're trying to get into somebody's personal space and to get in there softly. Instead of just barging in and asking a question, you softly enter through the side with ano.
So desu ne, ano, sumimasen.
Right, that's the most common way. You don't just step up in front of somebody and say, hey, where's the movie theater? So say it all the time, ano. And by the way, is there a pitch accent for ano and ua and all that stuff? No, because, hey, imagine if you say it wrong, it can totally ruin the mood of your excitement, of your polite intrusion.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Ano, ano.
It usually goes up.
Hi.
It usually goes up. I've never heard it going down. And ua tends to go up because you're kind of excited,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your like excitement
right.
is rising.
Like a rocket in the sky, just like us.
I bet you use ano a lot in the conversation, but do you use wa?
I don't say wa, but you know what I do say all the time? He.
He. H-E-E-E-E-E.
That's right. Hey. I say it all the time just because it's fun to say. No, the real reason I say it is because everybody says it all the time.
Yeah.
Just turn on any Japanese TV at any time to any channel. I guarantee you'll hear it within the first couple minutes.
Yeah, so desu ne. Wow.
Wow, right? Wow. Wow. I just learned something new that I didn't know before. Oh, wow. My worldview has expanded to a level unknown before. Hey, hey, hey. I'm at the NASCAR Indy 500. Anyway, onto the vocabulary. Okay. Our first word today is
留学.
Studying abroad.
留学. 留学.
The next word is
center.
Center.
Se-n-ta-a. Center.
The next word is
違います.
It's different. It's wrong.
違います. 違います.
The next word is
san.
Mr. or Mrs.
さん。さん.
And the next word is
いいえ.
No.
いいえ。いいえ.
All right. And don't forget, not only memorize these words, but memorize the intonation and the accent. And Naomi Sensei is just doing a wonderful job of pronouncing all the accent up and down. So
thank you.
Learn that too. We practice a lot. So let's go on to useful vocabulary and phrases. First, we have
いいえ。違います.
All right. And いいえ means
no.
And 違います means
that's wrong?
Right. Well, personally, thinking from the Japanese to English point of view, 違います also means no, if you were to translate it into English. But really, literally, it means that is different.
Yeah.
Or that is wrong. It's different. That's not the case. So basically, it's like saying no, someone is wrong about something or like a proposed option or something is incorrect and it's the opposite. Let's give an example. Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
それは diamond desu ka?
Kore? Ie, chigaimasu.
Naomi sensei, is that a diamond?
No, it's not.
You see, it's really no, but it's basically that's different. It's different. It's not a diamond. It's something else. It's something different. Okay, and what's our next phrase?
Hai, so desu.
What's the first word?
Hai, yes.
And?
So desu.
Which literally means?
It is so. That's right.
Hey, that's an easy word to remember. It is so, so, this. That's one word that's probably the word you'll use the most.
Hai, so desu.
And what's our next phrase, Naomi-sensei?
It's not a phrase, it's an honorific suffix, but it's san.
Okay, it's kind of like Naomi-san.
So desu, Eric-san.
And it basically means Mr. or Mrs. It doesn't mean that. I guess that's the closest English equivalent, right?
Yeah, you can attach san to the person's first name, too.
Oh, that's right. So not only their last name. Like in English, we can only use Mr. and Mrs. for last names, right? But san can be used for first names, last names. And I think this is kind of out of the topic here, but you can also attach it to other things like stores, right?
Oh, yeah. And job, too. Job and titles, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like waiter-san. Waiter-san.
Right. And the bookstore, honya-san. When would you attach san to like a store or something abstract like that?
When you want to be polite, maybe?
Polite to the bookstore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bookstore, for all those times I was quite rude to you, but we'll get into that another time.
Can you give us a name of a famous person?
Abe Hiroshi.
Nande Abe Hiroshi?
Hey, I knew you were going to say that. You have a problem with Abe Hiroshi?
No.
What's going on over there?
Nande Abe Hiroshi?
So what are you trying to say with this?
No. I have no objection about Abe Hiroshi, but okay. Yeah, Abe Hiroshi.
All right, come on.
So Abe Hiroshi can be called Abe-san or Hiroshi-san or Abe Hiroshi-san.
That's really versatile. So can I call myself Eric-san?
Ah, no. You can't put san to your own name.
All right, that's less versatile than I thought. No, but actually, seriously, this is the classic mistake for people learning Japanese. Calling themselves, you know, their name, san. Just don't do it. You can call everybody else and everything else san. Except, like, you know, little kid, don't call them san. That's also a mistake. That's kind of a newbie mistake. Like, for example, you have your friends, the Yamadas. Hey, Yamada-san. Oh, the little baby who was just born last year. Little Kazuo. Hey, Kazuo-san.
Ah, so
everyone will think you're a freak. This guy's calling this one-year-old baby son. I've made that mistake a million times. That's why I know. Okay, on to the grammar. Today's target phrase is
Lori Naylor desu.
Which means, I am Lori Naylor. What does it mean? It means, I am Lori Naylor. But she did not say, watashi wa.
So desu ne, watashi means I. Wa is a topic marker. But since it's obvious that she was talking about herself, she omitted watashi wa.
And as we mentioned in the previous episode, Lori's story 2, with kore, sore, and are, you can omit the subject from any sentence where the subject is obvious, even when it's not that obvious, especially with this, watashi wa. So Naomi-sensei, what would be a better way to say, watashi wa Eric desu?
Eric desu.
And how about, watashi wa Naomi desu?
Naomi desu.
Just don't say watashi wa. And that's a general rule of thumb for everything, not only when you're saying your name, but especially when you're saying how you feel, when you're giving adjectives like, I'm sleepy, I'm hungry, I'm this, I'm that. Don't say watashi wa, just say the adjective, just say it. And if people don't know what you're talking about, they'll ask you. That whole process is much more natural than you stating everything explicitly in the beginning. Right, Naomi-sensei?
Hai.
And in today's dialogue, we also have
留学センターの Mizuki Kazuo desu.
That's a mouthful, and it means I'm Kazuo Mizuki from the study abroad office.
In this sentence, watashi wa is also omitted.
Something interesting about the construction of the sentence, he says where he's from first and then his name, but he connects it with no. So this no, it has two functions, right? And today we'll be talking about its attribution property. In plain English means that you can attribute a property about yourself by connecting no. And when I say property, I mean like your job, your school, or your membership to something, your belonging to something, like a club or anything. And just like this guy Mizuki said, he said, 留学センター no Mizuki desu. So he is the Mizuki who works at the 留学センター, or he represents them in some way. And same thing with the title of your job, podcaster no Eric desu.
Ah, so desu ne. Japanese pod 101 no Naomi desu. So your company's name, no, your name, desu.
You hear that all the time, don't you?
Hi.
In coffee shops, on the street.
On the street?
No, yeah. Hey, if somebody's doing business on the street,
yeah.
They say their affiliation, no, and then their name. Happens all the time.
Do you want to practice?
All right, shoot.
すみません. Japanese pot 101 のピーターさんですか?
いいえ、違います。 Japanese Pod 101 のエリクです。And notice how I didn't say Eric-san desu. Remember, never put san to your own name. Alright, the time has come for Naomi-sensei and I to go shopping for a nice diamond because...
I don't have one.
Exactly, as we have so subtly pointed out in this episode. So, goodbye to you all. See you next week.
じゃあまた。
あ、ラリーさんですか？
いいえ、違います。
わあ、すいません。あ、ラリーさんですか？
ラリー。あ、はい。ロリーネイラーです。水木さんですか？
はい。留学センターの水木和夫です。